Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board teleconference. This is an open session. This is Sunday, October 25th, 2009. And I'm calling this meeting to order at 9:54 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will call the roll. And Ifeo Wangaza is going to take the notes for this meeting, but I will call the roll. As our secretary is not here tonight. Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons. Bonnie, are you there? Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Okay. Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
Okay. Jim Brown. A.C. Byrd. Luzette King, Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Okay. Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Okay. Rico Ross. Dave Beaton.
Here.
You're here, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Ifeo Wangaza.
Here.
All right. George Reiter. Sandra Rawline, Wendy Schrell, Susan Young, Nia Bediako.
Present.
Okay. Carolyn Burden. Carolyn?
Oh, here. Present, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Okay. Jamie Ross. Jamie Ross. All right. I'll call the people who didn't answer the first time. Sherry Gendelman, Andrea Turner, Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Okay. Rico Ross, James Ross, George Reiter, Sandra Rawline, Wendy Schrell, Susan Young. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, and me is 12. So that's a quorum. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay.
Jim Brown is on a call.
Pardon me?
Jim Brown?
Okay, Jim. That's 13. Very good. All right. We have Sean Casey O'Brien as the timekeeper, and we have agenda approval. I would suggest that we, we're supposed to be ending this open meeting in 4 minutes, I would entertain some sort of a motion to just address pressing matters, and I think the most pressing matter might be the election right now, but that's up to the body. So,
I would make that motion, Madam Chair.
Pardon me?
I would make that motion that we deal with the problems that we have with the election right now.
Okay.
Second. I second that.
All right. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay. So is there any amount of time? We're supposed there's a standing order to end after 3 hours. I think there's a little leeway because we didn't start the closed session until about 7 minutes after 8 Eastern time.
Madam Chair,
go ahead.
I would move to put a 15-minute time limit on it.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Point of information?
Point of information.
Yes.
Is Lex Radke going to be on this call, or is this report about an earlier conversation with him that the Elections Committee had?
Well, I mean, I think we need to, as a board, if there are any pressing election issues, we should take him up if possible. If not, we can't. He's not on the call, no.
Oh, he's not. That's my question. Thank
point
you.
Point of information, we already have just 10 minutes on the agenda for this report.
All right. The point is that we're supposed to be ending this meeting per our standard rules and regulations after 3 hours. Bonnie is saying to override that and have this meeting end in 15 minutes. It's been seconded. Is there any objection to that?
Yes. We already have 10 minutes down on the agenda, and if we would stop wasting time, we could get to it.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, Sean. Okay. The body wants to just... Okay, fine. So is there any objection to just going for 15 minutes? Okay, hearing none, a total of 15 minutes. Okay, hearing none, I would open the floor up to a discussion of the election and any motions that we might want to make regarding the election process.
Bonnie distract,
please,
Madam Chair.
Okay. This is Leslie with a point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
The agenda says that this will include a report about the WBAI election with questions and answers by telephone with Les Radke, National Election Supervisor, and or with WBAI Local Election Supervisor Ethan Young. Why are they not on the call?
May I speak to that, Madam Chair?
Okay. Well, the reason that they're not on the call is because the KPFA count is happening now, and I just simply didn't do it, to be honest with you. I didn't prepare them to be on this call.
Let's go with
it was
the
an
staff.
Oversight.
Bonnie's next on the staff.
Okay. So Bonnie and then Carolyn.
Yeah, Madam Chair. On the election committee call on Monday, there was a motion that passed in a vote of 6-5, resolved that the PNB Election Committee recommends to the PNB and the National Election Supervisor that all mailing of ballots in the WBAI election stop until the National Election Supervisor can gather records to clarify what is happening with the membership database. And then based on his report, we urge the PNB to hold a joint meeting with this committee to review the situation and propose next steps.
Okay.
Finish my statement?
Go ahead. I thought you were finished.
No, and I believe I also sent the PNB a copy of a letter to Les, because according to an email that you sent to the election committee previous to that grace, or right after that grace, Les intends to mail ballots on November 5th, with the deadline being November 16th. That's an 11-day period in which there are 3 non-mail days. There's a holiday plus 2 Sundays, leaving you with 8 days as a time period for mail to go from Pacifica to listeners and then have to be returned back for the WBAI election by the 16th, I believe that according to the bylaws, this is completely outside of the possibility. And I believe I quoted in that email, which I just can't bring right up right this second while I'm talking, that you have to allow a 35-day period. I'm very concerned in that of the 14,000 ballots that were already sent, only 5,700 of them were people that are eligible to vote in this election. 8,800 were not, and we are about to say we've sent another 1,350, and we have an additional 10,000 that need to be sent. I think that a lot of people that get those are going to be very, very confused, because the only election deadline that they're familiar with has already passed. We haven't given out very much information. I know WBAI is in Fund Drive, so I don't assume that they're putting a great deal of information about the election out on the air right now. And we also, as Carolyn was just speaking about before we went on stream, have, you know, some problems to work out about the responsibility of the foundation, if any, to the people that now have to, you know, spend money to send out mailers to an additional over 10,000 people in order to reach their constituency. And we have another problem in that apparently through confusion or mistakes or whatever may have happened, it appears that not all 3 of the people that sent mailers initially were given a list of 1,350 people that one of the people that sent mailers was sent. There are so many irregularities within this election. I think we really have to very seriously look at this and perhaps take a pause here to get ourselves reorganized. I'm absolutely concerned of what we're heading into with all of this irregularities and all the mistakes that have been made.
Okay. I would make a ruling as the chair that suggestions are appropriate. Motions are not, because this body has no jurisdiction over the elections because it has direct conflict of interest. So are you making a suggestion? What would you be your suggestion
as to how to solve this?
Pardon me?
I'm putting forward a motion by the election committee that was passed on Monday to recommend to the PNB and the National Election Supervisor that all mailing of ballots in the BAI election stop until the National Election Supervisor can gather records to clarify what is happening with the membership database. And then based on his report, we urge the PNB to hold a joint public meeting with the committee to review the situation and propose the next steps. I don't believe we're ready for a next step. It still has to be explained how you are intending to have an 11-day voting period when, by bylaw, you are required to have at least 35.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there Carolyn is next on the stack. Carolyn?
And then Nia Grace, please. The Nia?
Yes.
And Jim, please.
Okay.
I'm on that committee, and I was one of the five who voted against it. The discussion was quite contentious, and you're quite correct. It was a motion recommending. My recommendation would be to ignore the motion and allow the National Supervisor to do what he has to do. I know that he has been working very hard with people at WBAI, mostly Berthold Reimers, who's handling the database, and the MEMSIS from the local end, to make sure that the ballots that go out are correct and so on. So I think if things need to be extended, I think we need to allow the National Supervisor to exercise his right and not interfere. I think it would be really micromanaging of us, if I may, to start suggesting stopping all ballots or moving things around. I'm sure the supervisor knows what to do, and so I'm going to recommend that we not accept this motion or that
second.
We reject it. But I'm also going to suggest that we take a quick vote, if I may have 2 or 3 minutes, on another issue. So I would like to be on the stack for that, and that is how to pay for these second mailings in a way that doesn't bankrupt the foundation.
Yes, can you please put that forward now, Carolyn? We
yes,
had discussed that before the public stream was on.
Right.
Could you just reiterate that?
Yeah, the problem, as Bonnie alluded to, is that people now who have sent out private mailers, and at the moment that's Steve Brown, Mitchell Cohen, and Mia Vediaco, now have the additional burden of sending out mailers to people who never got ballots in the first place. The question is how to pay for those and who should. And, of course, I agree that the foundation should assume some responsibility for that extra cost. And I think the most cost-effective way would be for the foundation to allow these mailers to go out under the foundation's franking privilege, our reduced nonprofit mailing rate, which would save everybody money all around. The alternative might be a suit by people who felt that they could not afford second mailing.
Press pound to cancel. Press star.
Somebody on the call trying to get on, perhaps?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that is my suggestion, that we vote now. I'd like to move that we authorize that and leave the details to be worked out, again, with the National Supervisor, with each of these groups doing private mailing.
Second.
Okay. Why don't we have discussion on that, because that would help a lot, because if the foundation has to pay for the mailing of right now, the three people who have done independent mailings would have time to send one out and have that mailing reach people who they weren't able to reach before. if it was sent out with our indicia, which would save a tremendous amount of money for those people. Otherwise, it would be extremely expensive for the foundation to cover the costs of their mailings, as well as the costs of the extra ballots that are having to be mailed out. So I hope that that explains that. Is there any other discussion about that?
This is Nia Gray.
Yeah, yes, go ahead,
and
Nia.
This is Leslie. I have a question.
Yeah. I mean, when we were at the Memphis training that Berthold Reimers and Nick Hurley pushed, I made that suggestion to Ethan Young that both mailers be put in. Let me just make it clear that a private mailer was not done by me. The mailer was done on behalf of the Justice and Unity campaign, just so that is clear to everybody. The other thing is, that needs to be done. And, you know, I know Nick Hurlick was there, and I asked him how much would it cost for him to actually do the query himself. And the reason I raised that, because, as everybody knows, that Berthold, right, endorsed the ACE/Independence in the mailer that was sent out, and even this recent one. So he's not neutral. He's not nonpartisan. So there are just so many things that is wrong with this entire reelection. I also said to Ethan, on top of my suggestion about putting Justice and Unity email and in whatever, all those other emails, we do need someone who is in fact independent. So I don't know if you are aware of that, Grace, that Berthold Reimers, the person that you have doing this, he endorsed the ACE slate. So it is just wrong, and that's why I agree with the motion that is coming out of the Finance Committee, the Elections Committee, that we really need to take a look at. We're not directing, we're not instructing, but it's up to us as directors, I think, to exercise sound judgment and to at least have the discussion so the National Election Supervisor could hear what the sentiment of the foundation is based on what we say. I think we have a responsibility to do that.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
All right. Nia, the National Election Supervisor was on that call. He did hear the arguments. He made the decision after hearing those arguments to mail out the 10,000 ballots on November 5th. Okay, so now, Nia, as a way to ameliorate the costs of the Justice and Unity Coalition, their mailing costs to send out a mailing to those 10,000 members, would you be willing to accept the use of the Pacifica Indicia, which would greatly reduce your mailing costs, in exchange for not requesting any further reimbursement of funds?
Grace, just a point of person, I got dropped. I'm sorry, so I didn't hear what your question was.
Okay, my question is, it's been suggested that this board authorize the use for you or the Justice and Unity Coalition, but actually a member has to request the list, not a group. It has to be an individual member. Pardon me? Would you like to explain it, Carolyn?
I would like to direct the proposal.
Pardon me?
I would suggest.
I believe I'm next on the staff, Grace.
I just wanted to correct what Grace was interpreting, I guess, and that is that I don't think it's a question of accepting, but us offering. We should,
okay.
I think this board has to decide to offer that. And then people may accept or not.
Okay, so forget my question, Nia. Why don't you reread the motion, Carolyn?
I wish I had it written down, but I will work it up and send it out. What I'm suggesting is the board recommend that independent mailers who have already sent out mailings in WBAI to WBAI listeners and who wish to send them out again to new voters.
Speak louder, Carolyn.
That voters, that Civic Foundation.
Whoever is shuffling papers and cellophane, please stop. Okay, Carolyn, start over.
Civic Foundation allow its the use of its indicia to subsidize partially the cost of mailings two new ballots by the three independent mailers who want to send out mailings to their BAI voters.
Okay, that's the foundation. Offer that option.
In return for a promise not to ask for further reimbursement.
Okay.
Point of information, Gray?
Yes.
Did you hear the member to say a partial? Does that mean that Brown, Cohen, and I, on behalf of JNU, will have to pay? I didn't understand. I just want to get a clear understanding.
No, she means that would save you part of the expense of the mailing. It would save you a great deal of the expense of the mailing cost. No.
Okay.
The postage would be paid.
I just want to...
We're not giving you any...
Okay. I just
all
want
right.
to make sure, because I'm the one... One second, Chris. I'm the one who suggested that to Ethan, so I wanted to be clear. But also,
okay.
I'd like to amend what Carolyn just said, that not to include the Chomsky DVD and Karen Lewis, all the people that said not to use their image, Doug Henwood, Chomsky, Karen Lewis, and whosoever else that we don't know about. So I think that should be part of the motion, that their mailer needs to be altered.
Nia, the intent of this motion is just for the board to be allowed to offer anyone who sent out a mailing to send out another one collectively or individually. It's not going to be in the ballot mailing. I don't think we can do that because the ballot mailing is going to be sent out first class. So this is to...
Hi, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. Do we all understand this is to offer the people who are sending out slate mailings the opportunity to simply use the Pacifica Indicia, which would save them...
Extend for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Okay. Do you want to restate it again, Carolyn, very loudly? I'm only repeating it because you're so low.
I don't have it written in front of me, but it is simply that the people who are sending out slate mailings to WBAI, who sent out the first three mailings, not new people, of course, be allowed to use the Pacifica Indicia in order to for their postage.
In exchange for
agreeing not to ask for further reimbursement.
Okay, that's a motion. It's on the table. It's been seconded. Leslie, you're next on the stack.
Thank you. I have three questions here. I take it that this does not cover the cost of printing these additional flyers. Is that correct?
Yes.
It only covers the cost of mailing.
Right.
Are any of these being mailed from another incorporated body, which would be an illegal use of our stamp?
The only what Nia said, that it was going out from a group rather than an individual.
Is that group incorporated?
Nia, would you like to respond?
I know ACE is incorporated, and Justice and Union is not incorporated.
Okay. And my third question is, does the final legal responsibility for all of this fall on the NES or this board? And if we make recommendations to the NES, do we mitigate some of the legal liability?
Say that again? What does that mean?
Okay.
Whose legal liability for what?
The screw-up in these lawsuits.
Mistake.
Screw-up in these elections. Does it fall on the National Election Supervisor, or could we turn around and collect damages from the National Election Supervisor if we're sued? Okay. And would making recommendations to the National Election Supervisor mitigate some of our legal liability for this mess?
Making reparations to the National Election Supervisor?
Recommendations.
Recommendations.
Okay, this is not a recommendation to the National Election Supervisor.
I know.
This is allowing the use of the Pacifica Indicia for these mailings. That's a suggestion.
I understand that. I'm just looking for, you know, some information here on who's going to get stuck if Pacifica gets sued and what we can do to mitigate that.
Okay.
I think that's a real important question.
Okay, very good.
Yes, it
all
is.
All right. Okay.
Point of information, Grace.
Yes.
I noticed, maybe Carolyn said it, and I didn't hear it. This is about not defraying the cost. I mean, it was the foundation. It's the foundation's fault why ACE and Cohen and Justice in Unity wasted money mailing to people. It seems to me the foundation should pay the cost of the mailers. It wasn't our fault. It was not based on our incompetence. So I don't know why Carolyn put that in there. I would move to strike that. Oh, okay.
Okay,
sorry, thank Carolyn.
You. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, you know, I may vote for this, but I'm not so sure this is the foundation's fault. We have lots of factions here and everything, and I fear that the foundation is being set up to take a fall. So that's what I fear. So before we just go as a foregone conclusion that this is the foundation's fault, I want to say, wait a minute, back up. I'm not so sure. There are factions in our foundation, as we know, and they may in large part be responsible for this whole problem. Thank you.
Okay, how are we doing on time?
45 seconds.
Okay, we're out of time.
Grace?
So, yes.
Grace, you know, what Sean said doesn't make any sense. The foundation is
okay,
Mia,
we have a stack. You're out of order now. We're out of time.
Point of order. Okay, point of order to Sean. The foundation is in charge of the employees. That makes no sense.
All right, thank you very much. This is out of order. Okay? That's now. We're out of time. It's very late. We're going to go to a vote on Carolyn's motion.
If you
don't like it,
vote
against it.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll repeat the motion, and Carolyn can verify if it's correct. That the foundation offer mailers who already sent slate mailers out in the WBAI election to offer them the use of the Pacifica Indicia to defray the cost of the extra mailing they have to do, as long as they agree to hold Pacifica not responsible for any further mailing costs. Is that more or less right, Carolyn?
Is it point of order, Grace?
Yes,
can you mail that to us?
Excuse me. That is correct. And
okay,
and
good.
I also want to add that the reason answering Nia's objection is that...
No. Carolyn, we're out of time. I'm not listening to you.
Please email it, Grace.
I'm not listening to you. Please.
Could you please email it? What do you mean?
Fine.
You're out of order.
I'm not talking to
you
about that. That's fine. I'm just saying that Carolyn's out of order because we're out of time. We're going to take a vote on this motion. It'll either pass or fail as soon as I get the list up. Okay. Yes to this Carolyn's solution of offering the use of the Pacifica Indicia for these slate mailers to defray the cost of their mailing, and in exchange for those people waiving any further financial liability, a financial reimbursement from Pacifica. Okay, Sherry Gendelman, Bonnie Simmons.
I'm voting no. I'm not at all sure that's legal to give them the indicia.
Okay, Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Wanzala. Joe? Jim Brown? A.C. Byrd?
No.
Lizette King? Billy Ray Edwards?
I got to abstain. I don't know what we
got. Okay. Sean O'Brien?
Pass.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Okay. Rico Ross. Dave Beaton. Dave Beaton. Isia Wangaza.
Abstain.
George Ryder. Sandra Rawline. Wendy Schrell. Susan Young. Nia Bediako.
I can't vote on my own group getting money. It wouldn't be proper for me to vote on that.
Of course you can. You're director of the board.
Okay.
But I'm also Principal Grace.
Okay,
I'm not
whatever.
Voting.
No discussion.
Recuse myself.
Yes, no, or abstain.
I am recusing myself. That's
okay,
not
thank
for
you.
Me to vote.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Okay. Jamie Ross. Not here. Okay, I'll call the people who didn't answer the first time. Sherry Gendelman, Andrea Turner.
I voted.
Already, Grace.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Joe Wanzala.
I've been doing that
yes.
all night.
Okay. Lizette King. Rico Ross. Dave Beaton wasn't there. Dave, are you there? Dave Beaton? Okay, Dave Beaton never came on the call. George Ryder, Sandra Rawline, Wendy Schrell, Susan Young, Jamie Ross. Okay. So we have three yeses, four noes, two abstentions.
Grace, this is Nia.
Oh, we had one pass. And I forget who the pass was. God.
That was Jim. Hello?
Yes.
Raise me.
It was you. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I got you, Jim. Okay, so go ahead. Sean?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's four yeses, four noes. I vote yes to break the tie.
Wait, don't we have Grace? Five noes?
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What noes do we have?
Simmons, Turner, Radford, Brown, Bird.
Bird was the
answer.
Didn't said
yes.
respond to
no.
the call.
I
nope.
said yes.
Wait.
Bird isn't here.
AC was
oh.
did not respond.
I responded no.
Okay, well, I didn't hear you. And which,
yeah,
in which
I.
case?
Madam Chair, let me change my vote to yes.
Okay, fine. So now it's a 5-5 split, and I'm
Hello?
Out of time. Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Jim.
Okay, we heard you. You voted before.
No, I passed.
No, okay, fine. You want to re-vote this? We'll re-vote it. Okay.
I'm voting no, but I had passed the first time.
Okay. I didn't
Grace.
Get it right. Okay, I'll yes?
Just a point of order. I know... When I say I can't vote for this, and somebody, whatever the wisecrack is, the point of personal privilege, that is what's called self-dealing. I can't vote. I can't vote on this. That's self-dealing.
I understand that. I understand that. Okay, very good. We're going to just vote it again. Sherry, Bonnie?
I voted no.
Okay. Andrea?
I voted no.
Okay. Joe?
Yes.
Jim?
No.
Okay, AC.
No.
Okay, Lizette. Billy Ray.
Yes.
Okay. Sean.
Yes.
Okay, Leslie.
No.
All right. Rico. Dave Beaton. Ifeo Wangaza.
Yes. I'm changing my vote. Yes.
Okay, George, Sandra, Wendy, Susan, Carolyn.
Yes.
Do we have a quorum?
If we had a quorum at the beginning
the
of the meeting, it can still be done.
Yes.
Is somebody calling
okay.
the quorum?
Okay, Kathy.
Kathy, yes.
Okay. Jamie. All right, so now we have six yeses, five noes, one recusal. All right, the motion passes. We're way out of time for this meeting.
Madam.
When will we we'll have our next meeting then on a week from Friday, which will be, what is that, November what?
Six. Point of information, Madam Chair.
November 6th? Yes, November 6th.
Point of information, Madam
yes,
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Bonnie.
Is the board taking the stance that they ignore the fact that a schedule has been sent out up to mail ballots that is completely anti to the bylaws, allow no less than 35 days after the mailing of ballots on or before which completed ballots must be received to be counted?
Objection.
Election close date,
this
Article 4,
of
Section
order.
5.
Okay.
Point of order, Grace. Where's the point of order?
Go ahead.
We're not done. We're not done because we didn't vote on the motion that came from the Elections Committee. So we're not done. Who said we're done?
Okay.
We have to
vote
on that.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. A motion to adjourn is always in order. The motion, the Election Committee, I rule that, well, anyway. It's always in order. Anyone's, it's moved and seconded. You want to take a vote on the motion to adjourn, that's fine. You can extend time if you wish, but not now because we have to vote against then the motion to adjourn. Okay, we'll take a vote on the motion to adjourn. Sherry, Bonnie, you wish to adjourn or not?
We haven't voted on the motion from the committee.
Oh, pass, Grace. You haven't voted on the motion that was already on the table.
We're out of time. There's a motion to adjourn on the table.
Grace?
I move to extend time.
Motion to adjourn takes precedence over everything. Thank you, folks.
If you want to extend time, you need to vote no on adjournment.
That's right.
And then you can extend time. Okay, so Bonnie, I assume you vote no on adjourning.
Sure, I'll vote no, Grace.
Okay,
you tell me
Andrea?
How to vote, okay?
Andrea?
No.
Okay. Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Jim?
No.
All right. AC? AC? Luzette? Billy Ray?
No.
Okay. Sean?
Yes.
Leslie?
No.
Okay. Rico? Dave? Ifia?
Yes.
Okay. George, Sandra, Wendy, Susan, Nia?
Motion to adjourn. We have to vote.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yes.
Kathy?
I abstain.
Okay. Jamie? All right. Okay.
I vote no, Madam.
That's a shame.
That's AC.
Okay. All right. We have a dilemma now. We have four yeses, six noes, one abstention. So the motion to adjourn fails. However, we're out of time.
I'd like to move that we extend time for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, are we in violation of our special standing rule?
But it can be overruled with a motion to extend.
Let me ask you, was it overruled?
Yeah, it was.
Was there a vote taken? Or was it just by general agreement? I'd like to reintroduce that motion. We are now in violation of our standing rule. Let's take a head count, vote on it, and see who wants to violate standing rules. Thank you.
Okay. A motion to extend for 10 minutes is on the floor. I understand your point, which I don't totally understand because I'm not that conversant with Robert's rules. I'm somewhat conversant, but in this particular area, I'm not.
It's a special rule of the PNB, as I understand it. No meeting, due to respect for our friends on the East Coast, is supposed to go beyond 3 hours. It's a standing special rule. One, the body voted for itself. I'm trying to get the body to stand by the rules it voted, not the one, not Robert's rules of order. Thank you.
Plenty of information, Sean.
Okay.
Unless extended. Come on, Grace.
I'm sorry. What
kind of a vote does it take to overturn a special standing rule?
It's a special rule. I would assume, since it's a special rule, that it takes a two-thirds vote and not a majority vote, because then it would just be a mere rule.
Okay, to extend time would take a two-thirds vote.
Take two-thirds. That's right, Grace. Grace is right on that. That's why we did that.
Let's vote on Jim's motion to extend for 10 minutes, okay? Go ahead. Sherry, yes, no, or abstain? Bonnie?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
Joe?
No.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
Okay. AC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Lizette? Billy Ray?
This is important. I'll say yes.
Okay. Sean?
No.
Okay. Leslie?
Hearing from our East Coast people, I concur and say yes.
Okay. Dave Beaton? Ifeah Wangaza?
No.
Okay. George Ryder, Sandra Rolline, Wendy Shrill, Susan Young. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Abstain.
Okay. Kathy Davis.
No.
Okay. Jamie Ross. Okay. We have 7 yeses, 4 noes, 1 abstention. Basically, yes. The meeting is extended by 10 minutes. All right. So what do we have on the floor?
Yeah. We have the motion. We have the motion from the Elections Committee.
Okay. As the chair, I rule that motion out of order because it's not the jurisdiction of the PNB to decide on election rules and procedures. If you want to make another a suggestion to the National Election Supervisor that the particular bylaw be upheld of the 35 days or whatever you want to, I would entertain that suggestion going from the PNB to the National Election Supervisor, but not for a long, drawn-out process. That's contrary to the National Election Supervisor's decision to give a date for the continuation of this election. He already made
a decision. Information, Grace. Sorry, a point of information.
Yes.
On the one hand, you're saying that the Elections Committee motion, I believe what Bonnie said, is that basically that you're suggesting, you ruled that out of order, but
yes.
Now you're saying if we want to say the 35 days, we can do that. So
you might want to point it out as a suggestion. It's not a motion. There's no force. The PNB cannot make a ruling that affects the National Election Supervisor. The National Election Supervisor is completely autonomous.
Right.
Okay.
Is the National Election Supervisor above the bylaws, Grace?
Pardon me?
Is the National Election Supervisor above the bylaws?
That's why I'm saying make that suggestion, stating that suggestion if you want to. But the National Elections Committee motion doesn't mention the bylaws. Anyway, it's not up to the PNB to interpret the bylaws regarding the election. It's up to the National Election Supervisor. But you may want to make a motion. I'm just making my suggestion.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion.
So move then.
Okay. Well, give me the wording of a motion.
That's what I'm trying to do, Grace.
Okay. Go ahead.
We have
35 days. The Pacifica National Board strongly urges the NEF to abide by the mailing timeline in the bylaws.
Article 4, Section 5.
Article 4, Section 5.
Okay, so I assume Article 4, Section 5. Okay.
Allow no less than 35 days after the mailing of ballots on or before which completed ballots must be received to be counted.
Okay.
What was that number again, Donnie?
Article 4, Section 5, election close date.
Okay, so right, now, if
motion.
Leslie or Bonnie, no, Leslie, it's Leslie's motion. Can you please email it to the rest of the board?
That's the typing you hear in the background.
Okay, very good. Okay. So let's go to a vote.
Second that.
I second the motion.
Okay. All right, very good. So we have about 3 or 4 minutes for discussion. Does anyone want to motivate it or discuss it, or should we go right to a vote?
Well, I wanted a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
We have that same problem at W, where there are people who are even candidates who have not received their ballots. And this seems to be widespread. The question that I'm asking is that perhaps at the next meeting that be on the agenda. What happens to people who have not yet received their ballots?
Okay, well, I'll put that to the National Election Supervisor. Okay, is there anyone against this motion who wants to speak? All right, anyone else? Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain. I'm not sure of the legal ramifications of such a motion.
I can't hear you, Carolyn.
I'm not sure of the legal ramifications of this or the liability that it exposes us or the supervisor to. And
by upholding the bylaws?
From this.
Okay. Thank you.
Billy Ray on the stack.
Okay. Who was said before Billy Ray?
Jim.
Jim? Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
It with all of the problems that we're having with this election, I think we ought to be very careful about how we move forward. And the recommendations that we make to the National Election Supervisor, I realize we don't have any real jurisdiction over that person, but if we ignore what is going on and do nothing about it, then we're asking for trouble across the board.
Exactly.
Okay. Next is Billy Ray.
And, you know, the word with recommendation was in there. You know, he doesn't have to take our recommendation.
Well,
yeah.
We know that, but we can't make those recommendations.
What am I on the stack, Manager?
Excuse me. Were you saying that we can't? You say, what did you say? Jim, what did you say?
I said he doesn't have to take the recommendations, but that doesn't mean we can't make them.
Oh, I agree.
So that people who supported us know that we did in fact.
I agree.
Their wishes.
Okay, very good. Last comment by Sean.
Yeah, listen, guys, we need to be very careful about meddling in the election. It could set us up to disqualify or invalidate that whole election. And if you look at the whole of the motion, it also says to sit down with the PNB and all this other stuff.
We're not voting on that.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Now we're out of time. We're going to take a vote on this motion. This is Leslie's motion. That the PNB strongly urges the National Election Supervisor.
Recommend.
Okay, that's an amendment. That the PNB recommends.
Yeah.
That the NES. All right.
Strongly recommend.
Second.
Okay.
Recommends what, Madam Chair? I didn't hear it.
It's changing the wording to strongly urges from strongly urges to recommend.
Okay, and then what's the rest of the motion? I apologize.
Okay. But wait a second. That's an amendment. Is everyone okay with that? That we change strongly urges to recommends?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No objection. Okay. So the PNB recommends that the NES abide by the mailing timeline in the Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Section 5. All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You cleared up a lot of confusion for me.
Yeah. Okay. So now, is there any objection to this motion?
Yes, Carolyn, I have an objection.
Okay, so we'll take a vote on it.
Well,
can we debate the objection so at least we know?
No, we're already out of time.
I would like to know what her objection is, too.
We have 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead. What's your objection?
Well, I'm just feel that, again, it's meddling, and I don't know the legal ramifications, and I'm very hesitant to interfere here because, as Sean points out, we might be setting either ourselves or the supervisor up for legal action should he choose not to follow our recommendation. So I think in this case, I would think the best course of action would be to back off and allow the supervisor to do what he thinks best.
Okay. All right.
Read the bylaw section.
Okay.
I think we, the supervisor, has jurisdiction, and we should respect that.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
the bylaw.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I hear your
We're
point.
We're just recommending what section he should look
okay,
at.
Okay, all right.
That's
thank
all.
You. Thank
it
you.
It protects
just,
us.
Okay, you're out of order, Andrea. That's fine. Okay.
I know. I'm always out of order.
Okay, please. If you did you want to speak to this, Andrea?
No, I just was saying that it protects us by referring to the legal paragraph within the bylaws.
Okay.
He needs
I think
to look
it's a good
it,
point
all.
To point that
yeah.
out and make us aware of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Not, I'm not
I'd
talking
like
about the motion.
Comment.
I'm just talking about the fact that I'm glad the board was made aware of that section of the bylaws. Now, I'm not speaking to the motion at all. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a vote on this. This is Leslie's motion. That the PMB recommends, as amended, the PMB recommends that the NES abide by the mailing timeline in the Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Section 5. Okay. Sherry? Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea?
Yes.
Okay. Joe?
Give it
okay,
up,
we'll come,
Joe.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Jim?
Yes.
Okay, AC?
Yes.
Okay. Lizette King? Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
Okay. Sean O'Brien?
No.
Okay, Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Okay, Rico Ross? Dave Beaton? Ifeo Ongaza?
No.
Okay. George Ryder, Sandra Rawline, Wendy Schrell, Susan Young, Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Okay. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
Okay. James Ross? All right. The motion passes 7 in favor, 3 no's, 1 abstention.
We are out of time.
Okay. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Any objection to adjourning at this point? Okay. Thank you very much. We are now adjourned.